A Christmas Visitor by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. Disc 1.
To those who are willing to give the best they have. Part 1.
There, Mr. Rathbone, sir, are you right? The old man asked solicitously.
Henry Rathbone tucked the blanket around his legs where he sat in the pony trap, his luggage beside him.
Yes, thank you, Wiggins, he replied gratefully.
The wind had a knife edge to it, even here at the railway station in Penrith. Out on the 6-mile road through the snow-crusted mountains down to Ullswater, it would get far worse. It was roughly the middle of December, and exactly the middle of the century. Wiggins climbed up into the driver's seat and urged the horse forward. It must know its own way by now. It had come here most days when Judah Dreghorn was alive. But Judah was dead now, and that was Henry's miserable reason for coming back to this wild and marvellous land he loved. Even the place names woke memories of days tramping up long hills, wiry grass under his feet, sweet wind in his face, and views that stretched forever. He could see in his mind's eye the pale blue waters of Stickle Tarn, looking over towards the summit of Pavey Ark, or the snow-streaked hills of Honister Pass. How many times had he and Judah climbed Scawfell Pike to the roof of the world, and sat with their backs to the warm stone, eating bread and cheese, and drinking rough red wine, as if it had been the food of gods. Then 3 days ago, he had received a letter from...